and Jones. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
And Sports Radio 66. WFAN.
Back with you on The Fan here until 9 p.m. I am, as the jingle indicated, Kim Jones with you. Eddie C. is joining me, and I have a paragraph and a half to read for Eddie, and I'm happy to do it. The Mets Report with Eddie Coleman is brought to you by Bay Ridge Honda, one of the dealerships proudly owned by Rob Sabah, in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. By CSEA Local 830, we work for you. By the locally owned and operated Papa John's, proud partner of the New York Mets, and by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Eddie, how are you? It's been a while.
I'm good, Kim. You know, only you could come up with salt and pepper. I love that. That's like one of my favorite. I'm old school rap anyway. So
I'm not ruling out that they were the inspiration, not the darn little, you know, granules of salt and pepper.
Yeah. No. But I mean, only you can come up with that.
Thank you.
I laughed when.
I'm glad. Laughing.
I mean, I've heard enough of salt and pepper already, but that's the thing, you know, that's going to be the byline
yes.
for the
yes,
season.
It is.
That's for sure. You know, when you're off to a 12-2 start, but it was fun to go back to the 8.
No doubt about that, Eddie. You know, the Mets, two losses, tied for the fewest in Major League Baseball with the Red Sox. The Red Sox have one more win. Who cares? They're off to an absolute terrific start. They're getting interesting contributions, including one from Brandon Nimmo. And I want to start first off with the point that you'd like to make about Nimmo, including, I think, hearing from Nimmo.
He spoke after the game. And again, the Mets have done this time and time again this year when they have fallen behind, or even if the deficit shrinks, they have answered right back. And he answered right back, top of the sixth inning, solo home run, his first of the year. And, it was a double short of the cycle today. So, and this is a kid that, you know, was sent down to the minors. He was asked about the demotion, you know, and he said that you can only control so much, and that, you know, his effort was fine. He looked in the mirror. He said, he was okay with what he saw. And he said, you know, all I wanted to do was come back and to help this team. And this, what he said next, was what you like, really, about Brandon Nimmo.
You have to just try and help out the team however you can. And, you know, what's special about this team is if you talk to a lot of the guys around here, it's the most talented team they've played on. That makes at-bats hard to come by, but that also makes a World Series a very plausible thing. And that's what we all want to do. I mean, how many opportunities do you get to do that? So I want to be a part of a World Series team. And if that means that I need to come off the bench and put up a good at-bat for a pinch hit or, you know, whatever it may be, then that's what I'm going to do. If they need me to start because someone's feeling a little rough that day, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to go give it the best effort that I can because I want to see this team win in a World Series.
There you go.
I know. It's amazing. This kid with an .800 slugging percentage and a .571 on base percentage, okay? Just a great stuff. He's a great kid. And he's gotten better each and every year. He seems to get better almost each and every at bat. But he's done a great job for him. And I thought it was kind of nice what he had to say today. Yeah.
Eddie, Nimmo's not going anywhere, is he?
No. I don't.
I hope not.
Yeah, I know his name came up in the off season for I think it was Josh Harrison in particular with the Pirates, but I was in favor of keeping him, honestly. But like I said, because, you know, to me, I think he's gotten bigger, stronger every year. He's gotten better. Anything they've asked him to do, Kim, he's excelled at. You know, he was a very young to do the pinch hitting job for this team, and he did it great. Still does it great. He can, you know, sit for a while, come in, and have a game like he did today. He just wants to help out, and he's got. I think he's got a lot of talent. He's going to be a good one.
Eddie, how am I to read the fact that Nimmo is coming through? We've seen Flores come through before under Terry Collins, of course. He comes through today. You're seeing Cespedes, in my opinion, help this team much more defensively so far than with his bat, and you know the bat's going to come along. We've seen Frazier, listen, the defense isn't a piece of art, and today it certainly wasn't, but he's helped this team in innumerable ways, including in the clubhouse. So what are we to make of this group, first couple weeks, really, officially, under Mickey Callaway, and we're seeing people respond so positively, really, in different ways?
Well, you know, I think this kind of built up through spring training. Mickey Callaway is a guy that, to me, is very inclusive. He wants everybody to contribute that's on the team. And You know, he's told this team that it's going to take more than 25, you know, probably 30, 32 or so, you know, guys to all contribute and pitch in at some time during the year. Sometimes that's, you know, Pollyanna pie in the sky stuff, but you know what? It has worked for this team thus far. They believe in each other. There's a quiet confidence that they have. I don't know if you saw it that much in spring training simply because they didn't play very well in spring training, but you know, then again, a lot of times they just didn't have their full lineup in there either. When they did start to get it together toward the last week of spring training, there were, you know, some breakout games for them. But I think, you know, the most important thing that he stressed at the beginning, too, was to keep this team healthy, be healthy, and do the things to stay healthy.
Yep.
And thus far they have, you know. I mean, there's been a few, you know, bumps and bruises here and there. Swarzak's on the DL. But, you know, for the most part, all these guys are healthy. They can play and are available every day. And it's worked out great.
Eddie, what do you think they do short-term and long-term at catcher?
Yeah, you know, I think there are several factors involved. I think wins is one of them, Kim. You know, if you keep winning at this pace, and they probably can't, that doesn't, you know, totally eradicate the problem, but I think it softens it a little bit. They haven't gotten a lot of production out of the catching position thus far, and they're 12-2. You know, you hope that Plawecki is going to be back. He feels confident. I spoke to him today. You know, he still feels pretty confident he can get back in, say, 3 weeks' time or so. I think they will look around. They'll see what's out there. I don't think they're going to get robbed by anybody. And I think, you know, that's, I guess, the tendency of clubs if they feel the Mets are desperate. I don't think they're in that mode at this point in time. But I do think they'll look, and if they can get something or get somebody in here that they think can help them be a more veteran presence, then they'll do that. But I think most importantly, the catchers that they have right now in Lobatone and Nito have to hold up their end defensively, not so much offensively, but defensively. Yeah. Take care of the staff, make sure the staff is working smoothly like it has been and continues to do. And if that's the case, I think things will be fine.
Eddie Coleman with Kim Jones here on The Fan. Eddie, how did Mickey Callaway and Dave Island win over a group of pitchers that unquestionably is as talented as you'll find? But you know, listen, the talented guy isn't always the easiest guy, so they have some personalities there to sort of navigate. How have they seemingly won over the rotation in particular?
Well, I think, you know Dave Island from your from your Yankees days. You know, he's going to tell you exactly how he feels. He's going to hit you straight. I think Mickey does the same thing as well. You know, he hits you straight. He's not going to BS you. I think that all the guys appreciated that. I think they felt, again, kind of inclusive as a staff. Even the guys like DeSelman and Lugo,
who've been, you know, terrific.
They've been absolutely great. And when you have a couple of guys that you can go to, even look at a guy like Paul Sewald in yesterday's game, who came in, hadn't pitched. I think it was only his third time pitching. He comes in, he gives them three innings and, you know, totally saves the bullpen. And they've had to go to the bullpen a lot because the starters have not gone deep in games. But I think, you know, throughout spring training, they were very positive. Positive reinforcement. They wanted these guys to do the routines and the procedures and things that they had set out. And if they did, they said that you guys will stay healthy. You'll be a good staff. And I think they saw the results. You know, it's the old success breeds confidence or confidence breeds success. But one way or the other, I think they're intertwined. And thus far, they've had success. They've stayed healthy. They can see the results. And it's worked.
Other than the first inning last night, Harvey did not look good last night, Eddie. He kind of looked almost like he turned back the clock, not in a good way. The first thing I would ask Harvey is, do you still believe you can win and be a winning, aggressive pitcher? I'm assuming he would say yes, but what does he have to do to be that more consistently? Because we've seen it in spurts, but not for an entire outing. And let's face it, his outings don't last very long.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's been short, as have all the starting pitchers, really. I mean, the only one that has gone, I guess what you would expect, is Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere and gave you seven innings, and he'll have another, you know, chance to do that Tuesday. But, you know, I do think that Harvey has made, you know, starting the beginning of spring training, I think he's made fairly steady progress. It has not been great. Yesterday's game was not terrific. He didn't use his curve, didn't use his changeup very much. I think you have to use those pitches. And I think he has to realize, too, that he's got to use all those pitches now. Is his slider what it was before, the killer slider? No. But that doesn't mean that you can shy away from it if it's not particularly good on a night. You've got to use it, even if it's a show pitch for that night. And the same with the curve and the changeup, too. You know, he was up around 93, I think 95 several times in the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, but if he uses his arsenal, I think he's more prone to do that. If you think back to, you know, when he was blowing away people, there were times when he'd use the fastball and slider, and that was it.
Yep.
But I think he's got to use all his pitches now. It's a little bit different for him. He's still probably adapting to that, but I think if he does, I think he'll be okay.
I think I've seen, and I'm asking this because it's Matt Harvey with the past couple of years, I've seen, I think, two of his post-game interviews. So after he's had, what, three starts, I've seen the post-game after two of them. Mm-hmm. Eddie, he seems great. I mean, he's answering the questions without an edge. He's answering the questions. Has that part of Harvey been an improvement?
I think the one thing I know that Mickey Callaway and Dave Island both set out to do in spring training was to get him his confidence back. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw that during spring training. I think just the way he carried himself on the mound, body language on the mound, I think it was different. And I think that was a big plus from the two previous years, fighting through injuries and fighting coming back after surgery. I think that was a success in that regard. When you have success on the mound, then I think that will increase the confidence. He hasn't really had that yet. But I liked listening to him last night simply because, you know, there were no excuses. You know, he said, I got to be better. I have to be better.
Yes.
He simply put it at that. He didn't make the pitches that he did. He probably stayed away from pitches that he should have used. But when you hear him say that, I think, he's still headed in the right direction.
And he said the loss is on me completely. It wasn't completely on him, but I also appreciated his saying that. Eddie, you're around the team. You know the Mets 10,000 times better than I do. What am I missing here? What is going on through this 12-2 start and as you look ahead that interests you the most?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's been, Mickey has pushed all the right buttons, it seems. There's no doubt the bullpen has been great. They've been used a lot. There have been blips. I didn't think Selman had his best stuff today, but, somehow he got through that.
Yep.
Ramos came in, made things interesting, mm-hmm. but then Blevins gets a big out. So they've done enough things, obviously. You know, Cespedes, it's interesting. He has not taken off offensively. I would agree with you. I think he's been better defensively than he has offensively. But, you know, when you look at things, he's played in 14 games. He has 12 runs batted in on 11 hits.
And he had the flu.
And he had the flu for at least four or five of those games. So that's a good sign. At some point, that's going to change. I think Michael Conforto, obviously, not off to a fast start. He's fine, and he'll be fine.
Yep.
You don't worry about him. Brazier has obviously been a huge key. Adrian Gonzalez has chipped in. But I think, overall, I just think the fact that you've gotten production from just about everybody in the roster at one point in time or one juncture in a game. And I think that's key because that keeps you believing that we can do this as a team.
Yep.
And I think they really have that mantra going.
You just hit on what I was going to say. Your entire answer to me, Eddie, said the Mets are a team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you watch them, you can see that chemistry, even though just by nature, baseball has some individual aspects to it. But they really do have that feel to them. I think a lot of people probably deserve a lot of credit for that. But it makes for a fun watch for the baseball viewer.
There's no doubt about that. This is a team that struggled down the stretch last year, obviously. And with all the injuries, you would expect that. But they have stayed healthy for the most part. I think they realize they have to do that. They have some older veterans on this team. I think they know that. But, a guy I didn't mention before, Struble Cabrera, it's been great.
Oh, he's been great.
He's been tremendous.
Great.
Yeah,
At second base.
He looks like the Cabrera from 2016 as opposed to the one last year.
Agreed.
And even the one that finished strong. But, and again, here's another thing, too. The infield has been terrific defensively. You know, you mentioned Frazier today, not smooth all the time, but for the most part, you have Frazier, Rosario. He had an error today, but Gonzalez, Cabrera, they've gotten the job done there. That helps an awful lot.
And I don't think that's a Rosario error if Gonzalez is at first.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
He probably has to live with that. But he very much looks the part after getting his feet very much wet last season. He now looks like what you expected him to be. Eddie, we're up against it. Erica's got the update. I don't want to screw her life up in the next 10 minutes. But are you as excited about the Cespedes garden gnome as I am?
I got to get me one. That's
I do. Maybe I have to go to the darn game.
Unless I can sneak one for you. I don't know. But I doubt that.
Don't do that. I might have to come to the game, though.
Yeah, I think they'll be very hard to get.
Do you think he's excited about it? I'd be excited if I had my own garden gnome.
I haven't asked him. I don't know. But that's
will you please ask him?
I will.
Okay.
I shall.
And will you please wish Dave Island well for me? He doesn't need well wishes right now. He's doing great. But also tell him I'm happy for him.
I will definitely do that. Absolutely. I'll pass that on. Kim, always great talking.
Thank you, Eddie. You're the greatest. I love Eddie Coleman. I love that I can give him little personal messages. Dave Island was great with the Yankees. Obviously didn't work. He goes to the Royals. We know how that worked out very nicely. And now he's back. And he and Mickey Callaway, certainly, and the rest of the staff, but doing a great job with the team that seems to like playing with each other on the baseball field. And that's a big thing.